their own radios, they would tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting just for you from Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Everybody, and welcome back to Zodiac Chiller, the star-powered radio show airing weekly Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on 101.9 FM CFRC. I'm your host, Marijke Vernoy, and I'm so excited to be joining everybody in the new year. How exciting! It's 2025. We have all kinds of fun astrological chit-chat to get into. Last week, we covered horoscopes for all the signs for the full new year, and now we're just going to spring right into January and talk about what is coming up in the very first week of 2025. I hope everybody's having a wonderful holiday season. Hopefully, you made a few resolutions here and there. I know some people are kind of against the whole like New Year's resolution thing, and they're like, you can change your life at any time in the year. It doesn't have to be New Year's. And to those people, I say, you are no fun. Come on. What better? I don't know. What's a better human pursuit than everybody trying to get better all together at the same time and everybody's making goals? It's a wonderful, beautiful, fresh start, new kind of time of year. And maybe you're somebody who's super hyper productive and you're just improving all the time and you're so much better than the rest of us. But for those of us that get busy and forget to set realistic goals and hold ourselves accountable, the new year is just such a great time for that. So I commend anyone who's come up with a New Year's resolution, even if they're getting nervous about sticking to it, or it's pushing them out of their comfort zone. I say shoot for the moon. And speaking of the moon and the stars and the planets, let's get into our horoscopes. Coming up first, we have Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. Aries is a fire sign born between March 20th and April 19th. Aries is ambitious, driven, they're fiercely competitive, they enjoy competitions that demonstrate their skill and athletic prowess, they're bold, they're eager, they're first to act. Aries, spending time decorating your room or living space with proof of your passions, accomplishments, and goals will make you feel more at home as you settle into a new living space this fall, and it will give you confidence from the moment you wake up until the moment you head to bed. If you're unable to surrender the vicious need to tightly control everything, you will find unexpected solutions abound to tricky problems this week. Taurus is an earth sign born between April 20th and May 20th. Taurus is patient, resourceful, productive. They're concerned with earthly delights. They're stable. They're homebodies. They make good partners. Taurus, romance is on the brain, and your creature of comfort, Taurus sensibilities, will steer you towards the home this week, where baking, painting, cleaning, and creating will bring you more joy than usual. Expect shocking insight into a personal relationship that may be harming you more than helping you as of late. It might be a good time to let go and look elsewhere for validation. And finally, Gemini is an air sign born between May 21st and June 20th. Gemini is charismatic, funny, knowledgeable. They're great communicators. They blend in well in any social situation. Gemini, you're not going to acquire the craziest gossip this week, but you are going to get something good, and you will have to battle demons trying not to spill. Don't spill. Your reputation will never recover. Gemini, do not start the year off on a two-faced note. Coming up next, we have a couple songs, including Come On, Let's Go by Broadcast, The Party by The Circle, and Wish Upon a Satellite by Sloan. And then we'll be back with even more horoscopes and chit-chat, so please don't go anywhere. I'm Marijke Vernoy, and you're listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
You won't find it by yourself. You're gonna need some help, and you won't fail with me around. Come on, let's go. Who's been saying things? It's hard to tell who is real in here. Come on, let's go. You know who to turn to now everything's changed. Come on, let's go. Stop looking for answers in everyone's face. Come on, let's go. What's the point in wasting?
Classic Sloan. That song kind of makes me think of the recent Magdalena Bay release. Not recent, it was last August, but whatever. It still feels recent. Of Imaginal Disc and the song Angel on a Satellite from that album. The two songs don't sound anything alike. They just both have satellite in the title. And I love Angel on a Satellite, and I love that whole release. So if you haven't checked out Magdalena Bay's album, it came out last year. I can't believe I'm saying that now, but yes, it came out in 2024. It was fantastic and highly, highly worth a listen. Coming up next, we have a couple horoscopes, including Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. Cancer is a water sign born between June 21st and July 21st. Cancer is sensitive, caring, loyal to their loved ones, hardworking, emotional, and creative. Cancer, you will deal with a lot of emotional turmoil this week, yours and others. It's important to set boundaries and recognize you will also need someone to lean on as you let others lean on you. Also, try not to bring levity into serious conversations. It's not in your nature, and it will not be appreciated this week. Leo is a fire sign born between July 22nd and August 22nd. Leo is bold. They step into leadership easily. They're confident. They stand out. They have a big personality. Leo, you will be overly critical this week, but you won't realize it until you take it too far with somebody a little too sensitive. Get ready to bow and scrape. Travel plans will fall through, but you will have an opportunity to make the best of them in a way that will guarantee even more enjoyment than the original arrangement. And finally, Virgo is an earth sign born between August 23rd and September 22nd. Virgo is hardworking, adaptable, mentally agile, considerate, humble, skilled. They're good communicators. Virgo, you'll have an intimate moment with somebody close to you, romantic or platonic, that will completely renew your lease on life. Look forward to an inspiring creative connection or just a chance to view your life with renewed gratitude and love. Tell the people you love that you love them deeply this week. Coming up next, we have a couple songs, including Spring by Teen Days, Bloom For Me by Pearly Drops, and SideQuest by Pearl and the Oysters. I've really been liking the whole album that SideQuest is on by Pearl and the Oysters lately. Super fun. If you like Wolfpack, I find it's like a similar sound. Very, very cool. A lot of synth, a lot of cool keys. After that, we'll be back with even more horoscopes, so please don't go anywhere. You're listening to Zodiac Chiller on 101.9 FM CFRC.
Oh,
song's so much fun. I find it really fun. It's super bright and poppy, and I feel like that's exactly what I want in bleak, dreary January. I love January for the new start, but oh my goodness, is it harrowing? Is that the word? I don't know how to describe the Canadian winter. Certainly, the Kingston weather is unique. Coming up next, we have Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. Libra is an air sign born between September 23rd and October 22nd. Libra is active, energetic, intellectual, aesthetic, fantastical. They see both sides. They're charming and graceful. Libra, get ready to make some snap decisions this week, as Mars is in your domestic fourth house and it forms a trine with Uranus in your passionate eighth house. Literally anything could happen, so if you've been waiting for things to be shaken up for a little while, get ready. Don't play coy or fall prey to overthinking, especially as the quarter moon in Scorpio helps prevent solutions to potential long-term financial worries come the weekend. Scorpio is a water sign born between October 23rd and November 21st. Scorpio is mysterious, enigmatic, powerful, passionate, courageous, empathetic, and receptive. Scorpio, you're going to play tug of war between your friends and your lover of the hour unless you're able to communicate clearly and evaluate which relationships are best serving you in your current life. If he's a bum, then leave. I feel like that should be everybody's mantra going into 2025. New year, new you. I find it kind of funny. This is like, I think statistically, the time of year when the most people go through breakups, because it's right after Christmas. So anybody who was waiting through the holidays, who didn't want to do it when they were around family, kind of waited till January, but it's just enough time before Valentine's Day that it's a reasonable amount of time to break up with somebody. Obviously, you don't want to do it the week before Valentine's Day. People are starting to make plans. So this is like, I know that university, they talk about the turkey drop when people come home at Thanksgiving and dump their long distance partner from high school. But this is like the real world turkey drop. So if you or someone you know is going through a breakup during this tumultuous period in January, I am reaching out to you with nothing but love. It's going to be okay. The stars are telling me so. And you are going to get over them and get three times hotter. And you're going to encounter them in your crappy hometown bar. And they're going to look like a bum. And you're going to feel really, really good. That's happening for you in 2025. I'm telling you, as a astrological expert, that is what you can expect. Okay, a little off track. Sagittarius is a fire sign born between November 22nd and December 20th. Sag is known for the blunt truth. They're very personable. They have no poker face. They're exuberant, adventurous, outgoing. They have a strong sense of personal integrity. Sagittarius, you've been running wild throughout your love life, but it's time to settle into a routine and let the right partner catch up to you. Focus on small moments of intimacy with your personal and romantic relationships for a deeper appreciation of the wonderful life you lead already. Also, it's time to get your body moving again, be it at the gym or just gently stretching at home. Coming up next, we have a couple songs, including The Love Still Held Me Near by City and Color, Sweet Rose by Heaven for Real, and after that, we'll be back with even more horoscopes. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Marijke Vernoy, and you're listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC. It's time for our final three horoscopes of the night, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Capricorn is an earth sign born between December 21st and January 15th. Capricorn is responsible, hardworking, dutiful, loyal, determined. They're good partners. Cap, you've been feeling especially reflective on your progress this year ahead of Capricorn season, but be kind to yourself and focus on preventing burnout. Venus in Scorpio enhances your sense of friendship and community, strengthening healthy bonds and pointing out ties that you may want to cut. Also, happy birthday to all the Capricorns listening. We are officially in Capricorn season. We have been for a minute. And I hope you're celebrating wonderfully. Aquarius is an air sign born between January 20th and February 17th. Aquarius is esoteric, idealistic, radical, free-spirited, independent, and inspirational. Aquarius, you will make a new friend this weekend that will seem like a fleeting connection, but who will turn out to be a vastly influential person in your life. You won't remember much else, but you will wake up in a freshman dorm soon, covered in fake blood, and be inspired to call your mom or maybe attend a religious service, and you won't go out again for a while. Ooh, kind of a tricky New Year's prediction. I'm sorry, Aquarius. Hopefully it's fun. Hopefully it's a good story, but oof. Pisces is a water sign born between February 18th and March 19th. Pisces is dreamy, romantic, compassionate, clever, genuine, artistic, intuitive, friendly, and calm. Pisces, oh my gosh, girl. We do this a couple times a year. I'm a Pisces, so I'm here for you, but you have let your illusions get the best of you. Your memories and emotions and worries are getting all tangled up, and you don't know what the next steps are. That's okay. Breathe and create a plan for today, and do that over and over until you're out of the mess. And that concludes all of the astrological chit-chat I had to share tonight. Thank you again, everyone, so much for tuning in. I'm so happy to be back here in the new year. You can hear me smiling over the airwaves. I love Zodiac Chiller so much. I love hosting it. And again, we are here every single week, 7 to 8 p.m. on 101.9 FM CFRC or online through our website at cfrc.ca. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next week. My name is Marijke, and this has been Zodiac Chiller.
my shoes on instead outside. Pull my hands up into my sleeves. Reaching back and closing the door behind. Lift it up and pull it with ease. Try to take a moment outside my screen. Trying to keep down out of that cloud. Hocking in the traffic flow on the breeze. I can't figure anything out.
Thank you. tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston.